Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2075, Fast Facts on Intermittent Fasting by Ashley Ann Lori of freeformfitness.ca. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own host and narrator. Hey there, and welcome back to the show that's all about improving your health and fitness through the reading of some of the world's best blogs on diet, nutrition, exercise, and a lot more. So with that, let's get right into today's article and start optimizing your life. Fast Facts on Intermittent Fasting by Ashley Ann Lori of freeformfitness.ca. Intermittent fasting is an incredibly controversial eating regimen, and yet it continues to gain popularity and credibility in the fitness and health industries. The reality is, humans have actually been fasting since the beginning of our existence. In fact, all animal species practice intermittent fasting in some form. Whenever our ancestors could not find food, they would fast. As animals wait for prey, they too fast. Every night while you're sleeping, you are technically fasting. If you're one of those who just can't eat breakfast right when you wake up, so you grab a coffee and go, that's also fasting. The kind of intermittent fasting, or IF, that has caught on in the dieting world is intentional intermittent fasting, setting fasting and feeding windows in your days to manage weight and renew a sense of control over eating habits. There are many reasons why intermittent fasting has been practiced for so long in both normal diets and in certain medical situations. Why do people fast? Healthline.com compiled a list of 10 evidence-based reasons for why people are trying intermittent fasting. They found that intermittent fasting changes the functions of cells, genes, and hormones, promotes weight loss, can reduce insulin resistance, lowering chances of developing type 2 diabetes, can reduce inflammation in the body, may be helpful for heart health, induces various cell repair processes, may help prevent cancer, is good for your brain, may help prevent Alzheimer's disease, and may help you live longer. From this list, you can see that the benefits of intermittent fasting cover a lot of health issues that the majority of our population are dealing with right now. With so many applications, it's no surprise that everyone and their best friend are trying this style of eating. Although we would love to dive deep into each and every listed benefit of intermittent fasting, the goal of this article is to simply introduce you to this style of eating, not try to persuade you or bore you with too much information. Common intermittent fasting protocols. Based on various research studies, there are a few ways to practice intermittent fasting. You can have 24 hours of fasting followed by a 24-hour feasting window, which you then alternate between for as long as you would like. Some protocols even have subjects go up to 4 days without food, with 3 days a week, the refeed days. The protocol that's most common among the everyday faster is a 16-8 fasting-feasting plan. This means that you can set an 8-hour window in your day where you can eat according to whatever diet you currently follow and then fast for 16 hours. Common other splits are 10-6, 12-8, and for some, a 7-3 feasting window works best for them. No matter what you choose, if you are feeding yourself healthy and nutritious foods during those feasting windows, you are going to experience one or many of the health benefits associated with intermittent fasting. The downside to intermittent fasting. As with all trends, there are always reasons why you should be cautious before adopting a new practice. Intermittent fasting is not right for individuals who have wrestled with restrictive dieting practices that led to eating disorders. The point of intermittent fasting is not to starve yourself in an extreme way. It's simply controlled fasting to allow the body to reset and repair itself before eating again. In a study performed with over 4,000 women with gallstone disease, it was discovered that long overnight fasting can actually increase your risk of hospitalization. So, if you are someone with gallstone disease, fasting may not be the right option for you. Lastly, certain illnesses should not be tested by fasting. If your energy is already low because of a certain illness or disease, then it's not recommended to fast for extended periods of time. Should you try intermittent fasting? As with all of our articles on the various dieting options out there, we cannot say one way or another if intermittent fasting is right for you. There are definitely some amazing benefits to intermittent fasting, but it's not for everyone. If you're curious about trying intermittent fasting, talk to your trainer, your doctor, or a registered dietitian nutritionist for more information. You just listened to the post titled Fast Facts on Intermittent Fasting by Ashley Ann Lori of freeformfitness.ca. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Yes, there are definitely those that do quite well on an intermittent fasting type diet. This is because it seems to suit their lifestyle. Maybe their job forces them to be on the go for long stretches of time, so it's just natural for them to not eat over that time period, and it doesn't affect their ability to perform well at their job. But for others, they find that when they fast, they end up feeling weak and hangry, only to overeat as soon as they get their hands on something edible. Intermittent fasting can help with weight loss. But if only the fasting helps the person consume fewer calories over time, it can backfire if intermittent fasting leads to an overconsumption of calories because, again, we might end up overeating as soon as we can get our hands on something. Now, you may be wondering, at least I hope you're wondering, well, what does the research say? Quite a few meta-analyses have been published looking at whether intermittent fasting helps with weight management and found that it seems to be helpful. In the short term, meaning it may work up for up to a year, but after that, we don't know. Also, since there are so many different types of intermittent fasting diets, it makes it hard to know which style of intermittent fasting works best. So the conclusion of many of these meta-analyses was this: we need more long-term, well-designed studies to know whether intermittent fasting is as good as we think it is. Okay, so what does that mean? It means if you want to give it a try, talk to your healthcare provider about it. And if you both approve, go for it. Just keep in mind these tips. 1, make sure it suits your lifestyle. It really shouldn't feel like any extra work or too much extra work. 2, when you do eat after the fasts, your meals and snacks should be well balanced and within your calorie needs. And 3, don't expect it to be a miracle cure for any disease or to help drop a lot of body fat in a short period of time. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, where I'll be answering a listener's question and where your optimal life awaits.